This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Gotta stop.
Before I let you go, Senator, I want to get your quick reaction to more than, what, three dozen Democratic members of the House boycotting Friday's inauguration. We're showing some pictures of some of them, not all of them, but go ahead, give me your reaction.
You know, before the election, there was a lot of talk. Everybody was saying Trump is not going to, you know, consider the election legitimate if he loses. And then it turns out it's completely the opposite. Hillary Clinton lost, and her supporters are trying to say it's not legitimate. I think that that is not a good idea, because it's not good. You know, even President Obama, I think, realizes this, that when an election happens, we should have a smooth transition. Even if our candidate didn't win, we should acknowledge that the elections are legitimate. We probably have more legitimate elections in our country than any other country on the planet. So I think to delegitimize our elections is a mistake.
Yeah, it is a mistake. It pays a big price for everybody. I mean, look, we have some questions, no doubt about it, as you've heard us discuss on the show on several occasions. A bipartisan, investigation of the elections. I mean, let's deal with everything. Voter fraud, the Diebold machines, cyber intervention. I mean, that's been going on forever. And, as even some of the cyber experts have said, hey, you know, it's not like America is not complicit in this thing either. So what are we doing about it? I mean, the fact that we're caught a little bit behind the eight ball here is kind of surprising. I mean, after all, I mean, where did all this come from? I mean, when I'm saying all this, I'm talking about the Internet. I mean, we are the source of it. So why are we left so vulnerable? Have we taken, you know, just so much for granted in the midst of all this news and warnings that we've been getting? I mean, anybody that has a computer, I mean, to Julian Assange's, point that, the DNC could have been hacked by a 14-year-old, and there's a 12-year-old saying, hey, what about us? You know, we could have done that, or, you know, just as easy. So it doesn't take you long, if you've had any interaction with a computer, to know that, you can get hacked, you can have things, turned upside down. You hear all these different nightmare stories of people's computers being hacked and taken over. And what kind of damage does that do? We've become so reliant on them that if there's any disturbance in our information, you know, with our computers, then we go sideways here. So why are we, why are we surprised? Why are we left so vulnerable? You know, this is, this is amazing to us. And I think that if you go into it a little bit deeper and you start looking and saying, hey, wait a minute, we the people have been paying a lot of money for this protection that we're not getting. And then you've got all these other things that come into play, whether it's private servers where people think that, they're above the law and they can, do things to skate and skirt around, public information rules and regulations. And, then that leaves us vulnerable, and not to mention bad players like Bradley Manning that turn over information, or Eric Snowden. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, what that has done in terms of leaving this country vulnerable. All this comes into play, but we need to have I think that if anything, this is what it's called for, and this is what the GOP and Republicans need to get behind and agree with Democrats that they're exactly right. You know, we're all right on this deal. Let's get a bipartisan investigation. Let's figure this out, including voter fraud, everything, all a part of it. But, Rand Paul puts it in perspective. I mean, think about it. Think about other countries in terms of the legitimacy of elections. No doubt, America remains the example at every front, and our election process is just one of them. The fact that we can have this discussion, I mean, how many other countries would even begin to have a discussion that the Russians may have invaded our system and even have this, what I believe is a healthy debate, but, let's have some process behind the debate, so that we can find some real solutions to the problem instead of exercising ourselves and having congressmen not attend an inauguration. That is unacceptable. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, you got to stay in the fight, ladies and gentlemen. You can't go weary on us, okay? For too long, we've disengaged with our government, and you've got the elites running away with it. We have to remember and hold true to our Constitution that says this is a government of, for, and by we the people. That commands us to stay engaged and to hold our elected officials accountable. Well, last week and into the wee hours of the morning of Thursday last week, the Senate took its first step to repeal and replace Obamacare. A critical issue through the coming months will be the cost of a new plan and improving patient safety. Provisions must include accountability from medical professionals, providing incentives for patients' well-being, also lowering costs by preventing costly medical errors and cutting their $250,000 annual death toll. Can you imagine that? Our next guest, Dr. Lauren Schlechter, wrote the book Malpractice, a Neurosurgeon Reveals How Our Healthcare System Puts Patients at Risk. It was just released. And Dr. Schlechter, to give you a little bit more of his background here, is quite amazing and accomplished. He's one of the few attorneys in the United States who has a unique background, combining dentistry, neurosurgery, and law with licenses to practice in each profession. He's especially qualified to represent patients with injuries and damage to the nervous system, the brain, or the spinal cord resulting from accidents, missed or incorrect diagnoses, or elective surgeries gone wrong. Dr. Schlechter, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, Larry Schlechter. How are you doing today?
Yes. Hey, I'm doing wonderful, Larry, and I appreciate you coming on the show and, you know, discussing, I mean, you know, something as complicated as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and all its unintended consequences. Not that I want to get involved in too much of the unintended consequences. With your experience, you know, there's things that you know that you probably have forgotten that many of us will never learn, but that you know that should be immediately considered in order to replace a healthcare system that is functional and more win-win for everybody.
Well, you know, this topic, because of the present news cycle and the new administration coming in, you know, everyone is completely, totally embracing, you know, encompassing. Mm-hmm. So we've got a situation where the intent of Obamacare was to cover enough people who were uncovered in terms of their insurance needs. But because of the way it was put together, it became economically unfeasible.
Mm-hmm.
It was a politically manufactured system where the economic interests of the hospitals, the pharmaceutical companies, the medical device companies, the physicians, were all taken into account, where everyone had some level of protection. For example, you know, there was going to be no negotiation of drug prices. But who was left holding the bag when it fell of its own weight? The taxpayer.
Right, exactly.
The taxpayer, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the intent of it was actually very good. which was to give people more coverage and help lower income people for the most part and other people who are in middle class situation to get insurance where they couldn't otherwise get it. But it didn't work out like they intended. And part of the reason it didn't work out like it intended was because of the way it was constructed. Mm-hmm. And then there was this political explosion where Scott Brown got elected to replace Kennedy in the Senate. And suddenly the Democrats had to accept the House version and couldn't tweak it anymore, you know, and they had to pass this bill in the middle of the night and make it what it was. And so over time, what we've discovered is that it has flaws. It has flaws in that it's the insurance companies are not making enough money. The doctors are not being reimbursed enough to do the procedures, so the panels shrink and decrease. Mm-hmm. And so it needs to be tweaked now. And in my opinion, what's going on now, it's sort of this political football, which doesn't need to be a political football. It's a very important piece of social legislation that needs to be made into something that hopefully can work, some way, somehow, be economically viable, fair to the taxpayers, and give the patients more choice. People need to have the dignity of choosing their doctor, of having a doctor-patient relationship, and of it being hopefully affordable. Now, I'm not sure what the end point of all this is, but we need to get to an end point where all these folks now who are insured don't lose their insurance.
Do you think that the Congress would allow people to lose their insurance? I mean, as we get through this transition, I think that would just be horrendous if that occurred. I think they're doing everything they can to kind of hold this thing together. I mean, and I understand why people are freaking out when they hear repeal. When they hear repeal, that means something taken away, even though, you know, decidedly from most people, it's not worth a whole lot, but it's what we got, you know.
Well, I agree with you, Bill. I think it would be politically toxic, you know, to have large numbers of folks in the millions who suddenly are uninsured. Mm-hmm. And that would be unacceptable. So there's a couple of good things about the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare that everyone seems to like, which is insurance for pre-existing conditions, being able to insure your children up to age 26, having portability, meaning that if you move or take another job, you can take your insurance with you and not lose it. I mean, those are all normal things that everyone thinks we should keep.
Right. You don't have to get involved with some sort of, hyper-paying COBRA program that suddenly is three times what you're used to paying because you're outside of your normal range of coverage. And I think those things are all doable. But what about the existing, pre-existing conditions? How much of an anchor is that? I mean, it's something that has to be included. But you've got costs here that are is that the single biggest cost to a national health care program?
Well, that's one of the big risks to the insurance companies, one of the big financial risks. You know, what they want to do is insure as many healthy young people as they can because it costs less than payouts. And and the more people that they get who have conditions, you know, of risk, which is people who are sick, that means less profit. So in order for them to be viable, they have to have a pool that exists between people with pre-existing conditions and young healthy people, so the profit margin is enough to keep them in the game.
Mm-hmm. And some of the argument that comes into place is that if I'm dictating to businesses how much they can earn, then why don't we just go single payer?
Well, guess what? I think that may be on the horizon.
Well, I think it's that 8,000-pound gorilla in the room, because if you're sitting there and you want to control all these elements and you want to tell doctors what they can make and what people can charge, I mean, you really are setting America up to where they're just going to raise the white flag of surrender and just say, you guys make it work. And I think that could be a problem altogether. Our conversation with Dr. Larry Slacker continues. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Started something you see. And ever since we met, you had a hold on me. It had to be true. I only want to be with you. Doesn't matter where you go or what you
do. Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Larry Schlachter is with us, board-certified neurosurgeon, author of the book Malpractice, a Neurosurgeon Reveals how our healthcare system puts patients at risk. Larry was saying earlier that, probably one of the most overlooked aspects of our healthcare system is how costly medical errors have in the calculus of the delivery of our healthcare system.
This is true. There was a recent study put out by Johns Hopkins that medical errors are the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer.
Wow.
That is an astounding revelation.
Yeah, and you noted like the annual death toll, something like 250,000 due to medical errors.
Yeah, there are different numbers. The first study came out of the Institute of Medicine in, I think, 1999, and it was 98,000. And then there have been subsequent studies, numbers like what you just mentioned, and even up into the $400,000 person range. Mm. So that's the equivalent of two 747s crashing every day.
Wow. No, that's...
So imagine if we had a National Transportation Safety Board system of evaluating what happens in a medical accident or where things go wrong, and there's actually an investigation and accountability.
I mean, that would seem logical, doesn't it? I mean, why don't we have
that? Of course. I don't know. I think it's because the economic interests of those who deliver the care would not be served by these studies. But actually, they would be. If there were less mistakes and there were more accountability, we would save lots of money, and the cost of care would go down. And I would hope that good doctors and hospitals would actually be in favor of this.
Yeah,
they would view it as a helpful thing.
Yeah, you would think so. But, of course, what they're concerned about is when you have medical errors, that brings in attorneys. And as you and I were talking about, one of the things that people look at is tort reform. But maybe we're looking at the iceberg above the water, not the one that's below it.
That's my point. Mm-hmm. What we need is patient safety reform before we get on to any tort reform.
Now, what is your vision for patient safety reform?
Well, we have all sorts of issues. Who's in charge of the doctors? It's the state medical boards that issue the licenses to the physicians. And what do most state medical boards do? They investigate sexual harassment, drug abuse, alcoholism. You know, these are all important things. You don't want your doctor to be in those categories.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But what they really don't do much of is investigate quality of care. Frequently, when there's a lawsuit where there's a settlement, they will investigate. But it's not the kind of investigation, at least in my experience, that will hold someone accountable. There's all sorts of stories out there about different physicians. Like last week, there's a guy who got sentenced, a neurosurgeon in Michigan, got sentenced to 20 years in jail for doing inappropriate surgeries.
Mm.
Well, where was the doctor police 10 years ago?
Right.
You know?
Well, and that's what you find out. These things go on for a long time. I mean, we're going to be, there's just a book released on Gosnell. And when you read this book, you see the network of protection that surrounded him that allowed him to go on for an incredible number of years to your point, because of the lack of accountability. Right.
Right. Yeah, chapter 13 in my book is called The Remarkable Case of Dr. Christopher Dutch in Texas, where he moved from one hospital to another, causing problems before anyone did something about it.
And how long was he doing the things that he was doing?
You know, I don't remember exactly, but it was measured in years.
And contributing to this annual death toll, no doubt, of 250,000, as you say, what amounts to two 747s crashing, every hour, you said?
Every day.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Now there are lots of things, more answers to your question, which is hospitals can have committees that investigate doctors. They do now, of course. They have peer review committees. You know, when a hospital does a peer review investigation, and peer is P-E-E-R, mm-hmm. it's essentially done in secret. The public has no access to it. It's done to, quote, improve patient care within the institution. But a patient can never find out what happened in a peer review seminar mm-hmm. or meeting. You know, if a doctor is put on restriction, it's not public knowledge. So as a consumer, I think patients deserve enough respect that they should be able to investigate a physician to see exactly. if he's a good doctor. So the other thing we have is the National Practitioner Data Bank in Washington, where all malpractice settlements and verdicts are reported. But they're reported and the doctors are given a number. So a member of the public has no access. You can't check it out.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, so they're just all covering themselves. I mean, they're on the yes. surface doing their job, but of course, you know, they're trying to mitigate any kind of lawsuit.
Or to at least protect those who have been found accountable in some way, but not to make the information public. I was talking, you know, it's a complex situation. I was talking to a doctor friend of mine this morning who's in a very large group of physicians, and he says, you know, if we have a doctor with a problem in our group, even getting him out of the group is a problem. Because, you know, he raised the issue of how the doctor who gets pushed out litigates, and then it becomes a bigger problem for them. So everyone feels like their hands are tied and they don't know what to do. But I have lots of examples in the book, like a yes. surgeon did this operation once in the last 10 years, and the university down the block does 100 a year. But the patient never asked the doctor, how many of these have you done?
Of course.
The doctor never told him.
Right.
And it didn't work out well.
How often does this happen, Larry?
Every day.
Basically, for patient safety, patients need to be aware that they've got to ask the right questions. And, yes. you know, like you say, just a simple question like, how often have you done this surgery? I mean, and it's not like you can ask yeah. for a testimonial, right?
Exactly. So in my life, I've had the opportunity to raise 6 children, and somehow I have survived this. But the question, the point I'm making is, what do children ask you most when they're 3 years old? Why?
Yes.
Why, Daddy?
Yeah.
Why this? Why that? Right?
Right, right.
Well, if a patient and the patient's family or patient's friends who's with them, just look at the healthcare providers, whoever it is, and say, why are you doing this? What did the test show? When are they going to do the test?
Right.
What are you thinking? You know, those kinds of questions that deserve direct answers. I think that we would improve patient safety remarkably. Now,
without a doubt.
Patients are scared, they're yeah. intimidated, they're anxious, and doctors are in a hurry. Most good doctors want the patient to be happy.
Exactly.
They want them to know.
Well, Larry, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Dr. Larry Schlechter yeah. is with us. His book, Malpractice, A Neurosurgeon Reveals How Our Healthcare System Puts Patients at Risk.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. If you can count the times you say you are forgiven, more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
It's all about you and it's for you, America. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where we find it. And we're grateful for the 280-plus affiliates we have. And, of course, around the world via shortwave as well. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Jane Orient is with us. She obtained her undergraduate degrees in chemistry and mathematics from the University of Arizona in Tucson and her M.D., from Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons back in 1974. She's been in solo practice since 1981 and served as the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons since 1989. Dr. Orient, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, your article about what if sick people lose their Obamacare. This is the question. Even as dysfunctional as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, has been, even though you've got a majority of Americans saying, look, it, get this thing fixed once and for all, we still have to consider people being without coverage as we get through this transition. And so that's what concerns them is, what if I'm sick and I lose Obamacare? What now?
I think we have to stop confusing coverage with care. It's what these people need is they need treatment. They don't need an insurance card that puts some third party in charge of their care.
Mm-hmm.
And we've forgotten about all the people who lost their coverage and their care when Obamacare went into effect, because despite the president's promise that if you liked your plan, you could keep it, many millions of Americans had their plan canceled. It does not exist anymore. And some of them were also in the middle of treatment.
Exactly.
They had to figure out a way to continue. Of course, the best poster children are cancer victims who are getting extremely expensive chemotherapy, which part of the reason it's so expensive is because third parties pay for it, so people don't recognize the cost. It's hidden in their premiums.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we can help these people, a very targeted few people, without destroying medical insurance and medical institutions for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, the whole calculus of Obamacare and the way it was presented to us was all done with smoke and mirrors. I mean, Jonathan Gruber, you know, admitted as much. The president's not about to admit anything. It's a story sticking to it. We started out with some supposedly this donut hole of 30 million people that were uncovered. And my question has been from day one, of those 30 million that were uncovered, how many are covered? And I can't get a number.
Well, they don't put out reliable numbers. For one thing, they say how many people signed up for the exchanges, but they don't say how many people actually paid their premiums. And this 20 million who would supposedly lose coverage is mostly, all but about 3 to 5 million, is people on Medicaid.
Right.
And Medicaid coverage is a decision that the states make. Now, some of those people are covered as a result of the Obamacare Medicaid expansion, but 60% of them were eligible before. They just didn't bother to sign up for Medicaid.
Yes.
And when Obamacare came along with these penalties for not signing up, they signed up. So now that they're on it, they could presumably continue to be on it since they were eligible.
Mm-hmm. And they're claiming victory. But, you know, when you look again at the numbers of the Affordable Care Act, for all that we've done and the price that we've paid in jobs, the economy, and, you know, businesses have taken a huge hit, you know, for this. I mean, you know, what did we get out of it? I mean, now we've got something that needs to be repealed and replaced. And so the question is, what do we replace it with?
Well, if we have a cancer, do you want to replace the cancer?
No, rather not. No, absolutely.
And we wrote about this on our website, aapsonline.org. And there's a picture there of the Leaning Tower of Pisa being propped up by 800 tons of lead bricks.
Right.
If you've got a building with an unsound foundation, it's eventually going to fall down, and you don't want to replace it with another building that's just as bad.
Right. Well, no doubt the foundation was faulty to begin with, and this was, of course, all these things contributed to it, including Nancy Pelosi saying we had to pass it to find out what's in it. I mean, how bizarre. A country with our intelligence would be taken advantage by our elected officials like this.
Well, Jonathan Gruber was counted on people being stupid.
Right.
But the fact is that the system was flawed to begin with. Obamacare just made it much, much worse. And the flaw is saying that most medical care, and right now 90% of it, needs to be paid for through a third party, through a middleman.
Right.
You know, just the amount of money that goes into the system, maybe half of it, maybe more, is just frittered away on things that have nothing to do with medical care for anybody.
Right.
Need to get the middleman out of most medical transactions.
Well, what people need to understand here, and I do, many of my dear friends are doctors, Dr. Orion, so I've seen the frustration that's happened to them. I mean, they want to just provide health care to their patients. And, you know, anywhere from 35 as high as 40% of their office administration is in administrating, office costs, is in administrating the paperwork for insurance companies.
Well, how many would work if you had to fight with the employer to get your paycheck?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You had to invest 30% of your paycheck into maneuvers just to get paid.
Right.
I mean, that is ridiculous. And patients who do look for a cash price from their doctors are often astonished at how reasonable the cost is and how much more time of their doctor they can get and how the doctor is really working for them and doesn't have one eye on what the third-party payer requires.
Mm-hmm. I would say for the last 10 years I've been cash and carry with my doctors. I've complied with the Obamacare regulations. I didn't initially. I paid the fine because I said, for $100, no big deal, but then it started climbing. But I've been cash and carry with my doctors, just for that reason. I'd much rather you get paid. As my old buddy used to say, fast pay makes for fast friends.
Well, it does. And you could join one of these health sharing ministries. I've been a member of Samaritan Ministries for a long time.
Yes.
They are exempt from Obamacare.
Right. Yeah, and we've done that. We have a health sharing program and helping people dealing with catastrophic issues and other medical issues as well. So for the most part, like I said, for the last 10 years, I've been working cash and carry. But the whole point of all this, after everything is said and done, Dr. Orion, is that you got physicians that they want to do what they do best. Let's get all these stumbling blocks out of the way. Let's incentivize them and allow them to feel good about what they're doing and not have to have their guts turned inside out because, non-medical people have come in and told them that they know better.
Well, if we don't relieve the pressure on doctors, they're going to quit.
Yeah. Well, that's already happened.
And many of them are committing suicide besides.
Well, yeah, and that's another thing that's greatly underreported. And, I'm not surprised by that because I find that one of the biggest frustrations that people have is when, they cannot realize their dream or their productivity quotient. And this is what I say about this current, temper that we have in this country right now is the potential for people to exercise their productivity levels has turned the hope meter up, for people across this country, because they think like they're going to have a chance to be able to express themselves and dream big dreams again. So I think that's a plus size. But when we're talking about healthcare, I think President Obama has really put us in a position that we're behind the eight ball here, and the Democrats are just kind of sitting back in their corners, kind of laughing about this, almost chuckling, just hoping the Republicans really mess this thing up.
Well, if the Republicans do anything besides just repeal the whole thing and it has bad consequences, they're going to get blamed.
No doubt about it. Dr. Jane Orion is with us. We're talking Obamacare and patient care. More from Dr. Orion right after this.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I remember tears streaming down your face when you said I'd never let you go. When all those shadows almost killed your life. I remember you said to leave me here alone. But all that's dead and gone and past tonight.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Our conversation with Dr. Jane Orion continues. You know, what if sick people lose their Obamacare? You know, how much would it really matter? The GOP with Paul Ryan and, of course, championed by our president-elect, Donald Trump, talking about repealing and replacing. This has been something that's been discussed for quite a while. But Dr. Orion, I would say that if you really wanted to amp up the sense of urgency on repealing and replacing Obamacare, you make sure all these exemptions go away, including these legislators that have been protected and exempted from Obamacare. You put them under the laws that they created and see how fast it gets changed.
Yes, that was very interesting that Congress managed to get its employees declared a small business.
Yeah, right.
So they would get exempted. And Obama exempted a lot of other people who were influential, and their pain would make a difference. And, you know, if you were a nobody, just a regular working stiff, he didn't really care about your pain.
Right. Yeah, we're the forgotten men and women in this country. And that's what's speaking out. But I got to tell you, I would be most impressed if our government was able to do something like that. And maybe it might take true leadership from Donald Trump to, you know, get rid of these exemptions. And, you know, and that's what Congress should be doing anyway. Whatever laws they create, they need to live under them.
Well, they do. Nobody is supposed to be exempt from the law. That's what equality means in the Declaration of Independence. Is that the government is subject to the law, the king is subject to the law, just like the rest of us.
Exactly. In your article, you say Obamacare resulted in perhaps five times as many losers as winners. Break that down for our audience so they understand what you're saying here.
Well, the losers are people who lost their insurance plan, who had to buy another one that was more expensive and that was less desirable from their standpoint. Maybe it had such a high deductible that they could never, ever afford to use it. A lot of people even lost their plan in the middle of their treatment.
Yes.
And so, but we don't count them. We only count the ones who gained coverage. And then, of course, the losers are the taxpayers. They aren't even counted in that 5-to-1. And the future taxpayers who are going to be expected to pay off the national debt that we've incurred in all of these giveaways from the government. And then there are people who are losing their independent doctor because their doctor can no longer afford to stay in business with all the Obamacare regulations, and he's either quitting altogether or going to work for the hospital. And you find out if you go to him at the hospital that he's really not working for you anymore.
Exactly. Well, and this is a sad commentary, and this is one of those, you know, some have put it in that file of unintended consequences, but, you know, they were told this. I mean, you know, President Obama and Jonathan Gruber and the architects of Obamacare were told that this was happening, because immediately when this went up the flagpole, you had doctors already saying, hey, look it, I'm due for retirement. I'm going to exercise an early retirement. I'm heading for the exits here, at a time when the medical profession, Dr. Orion, as you know, said we needed more doctors, not less.
Right. And we're losing 2 to 3 medical classes every year just to suicide, because of the intense frustrations of doctors who can't do their job. So these consequences were not unintended. The architects of health care reform are all for managed care for everybody. They are against independent doctors who are difficult to control. They want everybody stuck in a plan where somebody other than the doctor working together with his patients decides on treatment. They're just interested in population health, not in the welfare of individual patients.
Well, we're moving away from our constitutional right and moving more toward a socialism mindset, aren't we?
Well, when you talk about rights, really, Obamacare is a privilege. It's just bestowed on you by government, and it's taking away your right to use your own hard-earned money to benefit yourself. You give most of it, maybe half of it to the tax man, and then you give a big chunk of it to these managed care companies who have qualified Obamacare plans, and what do you have left?
Not very much, that's for sure, and that's what happens, is then now you become more beholden to the government and thinking they're the answer. I mean, you know, it's quite a scam when you think about it, the way the government has worked this out. They take their money, your money, to compel you to do what they want you to do, all under the guise of it being in your best interest. And then, God forbid, your eyes are opened up to see that there's no interest in this that has anything to do with we the people. It's only them, the big government.
Exactly. And they may say, well, unaffordable health care, what is that, 9% of your income? But look, you're paying 15% of your earnings to Social Security and Medicare. Before you can buy a bottle of milk for your baby, you have to put 15 cents of every dollar into the Social Security program, which will be gone by the time young people get there. Mm-hmm. It's already bleeding out more money than it's taking in. It's being financed by taxes of from people yet unborn.
Yes, and exactly.
Sustainable. Yeah. This is a third-level Ponzi scheme.
Well, yeah, exactly. And this is the thing that amazes me, is why some attorney has not picked this up as a pro bono on behalf of millennials and the future generation. Future generations, those that are unborn, they'd probably argue they don't have standing because they're not being offended yet, even though their future is offended before they're even born. So they probably throw that out. But certainly for millennials who are paying into the system, and there's no reasonable expectation for them to get any benefit for all this money that they put into the government. How do we do this?
Well, it is a very, very difficult situation. Because everybody believes things that are not true. They've been taught that you're saving for your retirement. Well, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Every dime that you put into that system is already spent, and if it's not going for some older person's retirement, it's going to reduce the federal deficit and being spent on whatever Congress decides to spend it on, leaving an IOU in the Treasury that has to be redeemed. And like I say, it is already using deficit financing.
Mm-hmm.
There are not enough workers to support our current retired population. There are so many people who are not even in the workforce that because they're disabled or for some other reason, or they just lost interest in working.
Yeah, they've been incentivized because the government has carried the day for them. So they figure, okay, why should I pay for new clothes or pay for gas or do whatever when I can get by with what the government is giving me right now?
Well, in fact, if a lot of them went to work, they would lose money. More than 100% marginal tax rate because they'd lose so many social welfare benefits that, you know, you don't get paid for working. You pay the government in lost benefits if you actually go to work and try to better yourself.
Well, and this has been happening, you know, throughout my lifetime and to varying levels, but even more so it's exacerbated when you have the unemployment rate where it stands today. I mean, forget the number that they tell us. They say all these people are out of the labor force. Well, how do you go out of the labor force? I mean, you know, we're not even talking about those people that are working under the table. And how do you repatriate that money back into the system? Because they're gonna, you know, they're sitting there trying to survive, and they say, "Look, I need to make $3,000 or whatever the minimum is for them for their family to exist." And so they work under the table. There's no taxes on it. It's only when they purchase goods. We've got millions upon millions of dollars that are there in a sense, kind of a black market system, kind of a shadow labor force here. And the government would want us to think that these people have stopped working. Well, they haven't stopped working because they still eat. You know, you gotta put food on the table.
Right, but I mean, is it really fair from a really low wage worker? Is it fair to take 15%? Of every dollar he earns before any deductions of any kind to put into this black hole from which he'll never see a benefit? I mean,
it's unconscionable. It's unethical. It's immoral on so many levels. You know, you got Bernie Madoff sitting in jail and going, "What, you guys got me, you know, hey, I only did, you know, what, $120 billion, and you guys are doing trillions of dollars here, and I'm in jail and you're not? How's that work?"
Well, it's really not fair at all. It's unjust. It's tyrannical, and it is destroying our country.
Well, Dr. Orient, we got about a minute and a half left here. What is your summary here? I mean, we're on the verge of repealing and replacing. What do the people need to focus on? I mean, there's probably maybe 3 to 5, I would think, major issues that, go along with the old Pareto principle that, 20% gives us 80% of the yield. What should our focus be in regard to healing our healthcare system?
We need to realize that the best, the most economical way to pay for medical care is to pay for yourself out of pocket at the time of service. That leaves you in control of what is done, and it costs a whole lot less. Catastrophic insurance is for catastrophes only, and that should be very low cost. You should buy it and forget it, except you should pay for it every year, and it should be guaranteed renewable. We have gotten away from honest insurance. We've gotten away from honest pricing. And until we restore power to consumers with their own money, and honest prices so they can get signals about what's really a value to them and what isn't, we're going to continue to have a huge hemorrhage or very poor medical care.
Without a doubt. Is there a website they can go to for more information?
Please go to aapsonline.org, and our solution has got a picture of the Leaning Tower of Pisa and the 800 tons of lead bricks that are propping it up to explain what we really need to do to restore a sound medical system.
Amen to that. Dr. Jane Orient, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great day. That is a wrap for us. Thank you, America, for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark